The game is on the line.
All right. Well, one thing I can count on is that Matty T is going to be entertaining. I can't always count on the Hogs being entertaining. But here we go. It is time. Once again, it's returned for 2014. Back by popular demand, the Matty T Minute.
Well, currently number one at the box office is the comedy Ride Along with Kevin Hart and Ice Cube, which had a record-breaking opening over the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend, pulling in the most money ever for a January opening. The rest of the recent releases, with the exception of Lone Survivor, leave a lot to be desired. I saw the new Jack Ryan movie, and if I had to rank it alongside the other movies with the Jack Ryan character, I'd say it comes in at fourth, just above the one with Ben Affleck. This week we have a new movie opening that uses a familiar name, but sticks nowhere near the supposed source material. Now playing is the fantasy action flick, I, Frankenstein. It takes the complex character of the monster from the Mary Shelley novel, which has made the story a classic, and trivializes the entire thing by turning him into a demon-fighting action hero. Ugh. Aaron Eckhart plays the monster, but just looks like himself. It's like they didn't even try to come up with something. All they did was put some light stitch marks on his face. I mean, he's supposed to be made from different body parts, but I'm supposed to believe that somehow they managed to find a bunch of dead guys that just looked like Aaron Eckhart to piece together. I, Frankenstein is produced by the folks who brought us the Underworld films and takes place in a similar-looking world that is always dark and has gargoyles and crap flying around all the time. Is it really too much to ask for a sunny day once in a while? It's always nighttime in these movies. I guess hunting demons just doesn't look as cool during the day. I, Matty T, think I, Frankenstein, is doomed from the start. With its $65 million budget, it will only make a fraction of that back this weekend, and I can't see it taking the number one spot this week.
I haven't even heard about this movie.
It'll be held again by Ride Along, and that's this week's I, Matty T Minute.
It looks awful. Is that the only thing coming out this
weekend?
That's
the only thing.
Is this the worst movie weekend in the history of the world?
It's pretty bad. That's why I say the only thing worth seeing now is Lone Survivor.
Man, is Aaron Eckhart dressed up just like he is in as Two-Face?
He looks just like Aaron Eckhart. I was like, well, who's Frankenstein? Who's the monster? Apparently, it's just Aaron Eckhart.
Maddie, you know what Eckhart was good in a few years ago? That movie, Thank You for Smoking.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's
great in that.
Well, I'm going to go see Lone Survivor today, so I will get back to you on that one next week. Matt, you liked it, right?
I loved it.
Okay.
I mean, and the thing is, it's good despite it's good despite Mark Wahlberg in it.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
They give away the ending in the title.
Yeah, you know what? They could have called it Battle for Glory or
You already know everybody gets killed except one guy.
Yeah.
That's got to be
It's like M. Night Shyamalan. At the end, everybody's alive. Except for one person.
I can't wait to see it. Okay. It's a misnomer, maybe. 12:41, we're going to take a time out. When we come back, we will have our Zone Rewind. The week that was in the zone. And, of course, most of the week we talked.